You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome, Lifeblood. This is George G, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, strong and powerful Alex Udeem. Alex, are you ready to do this?
Ready.
All right, let's go. Alex is an enterprise account manager. Shortly before the pandemic, he got laid off from a job that he loved. He broke up with his girlfriend of 5 years and decided to take control of his life and make some really dramatic changes. Alex, I'm excited to have you on. Tell us a little bit about your personal life and let us know all about these changes.
Yeah, thank you. I'm excited to be here. A couple of years ago, I was kind of doing what everyone was doing, plugging away, thinking I had everything set for life, right? Had all those boxes checked. I was with a girl that I was in love with. We had all the plans. We'd been living with each other for a few years and dating for five, and I thought we had a future kind of plan together. For about the same amount of time, I was in this in a recruitment marketing position, doing marketing with enterprise brands and social media marketing for employment. Super cool company. It's really like the job that I thought I was wanted to build with and grow with, and I don't know if necessarily retire, but I definitely wasn't planning on leaving anytime soon. About October of 2020, within a week, girlfriend and I broke up. Went through a few different rounds of layoffs at my job, and I got caught up in the third one. And just kind of sitting there, one day sitting at my kitchen table, wondering what's next, right? And I don't know what happened, but in the last couple of years, something kind of clicked that day, right? I kind of got into this mode where I was just like, well, look, if you want to play the game, this comes with it, right? You got to be on the field and you got to take your hits. And so if you're going to play this game called life, it's not always going to be easy. And this is just part of it, right? And something clicked, and I looked at it and I said, I could be mad at the world. I could be mad at my girlfriend. I could be mad at the situation. I didn't cause this pandemic. My girlfriend and I broke up. She had some mental health issues that went unchecked, and those became substance abuse issues eventually, and those went unchecked. And then just one day she just kind of up and left, right? And two things huge that I thought defined my life, and out of my hands, completely out of my control, they're gone. And I said, I could be mad at the world and, wrap myself under in a blanket, sit under my table and blame everybody else for why is this happening to me. Or I can kind of look at myself sitting here at about 400 pounds at the time, kind of just paddling through life, wading water, right? Being okay with everything that came my way and say, I can take command. I can take control. I can focus on me and go out there and get it. And it's been the biggest change in my life, starting with mindset and then, with the physical stuff I've done to lose the weight. But it's just been the biggest journey and the most rewarding journey in my life. And it's opened up a lot of interesting and new opportunities like this one, like the ability to be a bit of a public speaker on podcasts and webinars and different kinds of events and connect with people through social media who are going through similar journeys. Be kind of a sounding board and connecting, having real authentic conversations with people on social media, which is something I didn't think would ever happen, right? That was a surprise to me, but as a byproduct. And it's been one of the most rewarding things in my life, beyond just really the weight loss.
Well, I certainly appreciate you sharing all that. How much weight have you lost, Alex?
Yeah, so I'm sitting at about 130 pounds down right now.
Wow. How does that feel?
It's nuts. It is absolutely crazy. So when I hit 100, I didn't notice it at all. And even now, like I'm still a big dude, right? And I still kind of, you know, when you look in the mirror, you kind of like, okay, I got some more room to go. But the first time I kind of noticed it was I put on like an old shirt that didn't fit anymore and it fit. And I was like, whoa, okay. And I remember I kind of like, I tell everybody I went shopping in my drawers, right? Like shopping in my chest of drawers for all my old clothes. And started just throwing on clothing. I'm like, oh, this fits. Oh, that fits. Like, this fits better than it did when I bought it 2 years ago, right? So that was the first time I kind of noticed it, and that felt like a win. The biggest thing that I did notice wasn't really appearance, was my breathing. I used to sit on these Zoom calls. I hate it because you'd hear the recording, and you could just hear me huffing and puffing while I was sitting down. And, you know, that was crazy, and that's kind of gone away by now, right? And I can actually breathe, and I can actually, you know, walk a mile without losing my breath and that kind of stuff. And that's the first thing, like one of the first big things I noticed and kind of continue to notice. And that feels great. There's no hiding it. There's that really, it was and continues to be a badge of honor every time I kind of like reach a new physical level that I hadn't been able to before or in a very long time. That it just feels great. And it really is a great motivation. And that's had some side effects, right? It's had side effects of my career, where this renewed energy, this renewed fire, this confidence that comes from it, this I can do and I can achieve. And I took on this thing that I thought was not possible and I'm making strides against it, really motivated me in my career and made me double down in my career. And I've had some real good career success, and kind of the new mindset that went with it really made me focus on being intentional in everything I do, my personal life, but also my career. And that's helped me advance and grow in my career too. And so you don't, at least I didn't notice the changes bit by bit, but when I look back, and occasions like this the last couple of years, it puts a smile on my face without any ego or anything. It just, I'm like, okay, cool. Like, I guess I can do it. And I guess I'm doing well. And, it's a good feeling to feel like, to feel in control and feel like you're actually taking part of your life.
Yeah. Amen. I think it's awesome. You said you thought it wasn't possible. And I'm fascinated by what it is that motivates us, as myself included, to break free of negative patterns. So did you think that you couldn't be? Did you think you were always going to be the weight that you were? Did you think you couldn't lose weight?
Yeah, I mean, like a lot of people who go through this journey, many times I'd lost weight, considerable amount of weight, never this much, but, you know, 30, 40, 50 pounds, only to put all of it and more back on. I think I'd really just gotten to a point where I'd given up on life and I just said, okay, this is who I am and this is what I am. And, you know, you get all the, nobody sees a 400 pound guy and doesn't have advice for them and doesn't have judgment for them, right? Mm. And I was just under 400. I was like 390, I think. And so that also was its own thing. Besides like my own self-limiting beliefs that I put and kind of, you know, boxed myself with, there's always this other thing where everyone else is telling you what to do and pointing fingers. And even doctors, right? You go to the doctor's office and they'd be like, you're going to die at 40. Matter of fact, that's it. So there's this other part of it where it wasn't just that I had kind of given up, but when I would fight, I'd fight those outside influences. Oh, you don't like seeing the 400 pound guy? Go look away. Don't look at me then. Oh, doctor, you think I'm going to die? great. What's your job then? Isn't your job to keep me alive? Like, if you think I have a problem, help me fix it. Right. But like, actually help me. Don't just sit me here and tell me I'm going to die. I need to go do something. Right. And so part of it was, you know, I didn't think it was possible because I had honestly just given up and said, okay, this is who I am and this is who I'm going to be. And when people would say something, even if it came from a good place or from a place of caring or from a place of trying to motivate, or just in the case of like the doctor scenario saying, hey, you have a problem and you need to think about this, like wake up and think about this, I would just get mad and say, oh, you don't like how I look, you don't like this thing about me, then, you know, bug off. And that's where my energy was. So it created this circle of just not doing anything. And,
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
And yeah, it just became this box of limitation that I really put on myself. And I guess not for certainly was kind of happy to live in, right? And not happy, but content to live in, right?
That makes a lot of sense, man. Yeah. So what new learnings, if any, did you need?
Yeah, the biggest thing that happened was just kind of sitting there and this idea that life doesn't just happen to you. You take part in it, right? And that was something that just clicked. It just kind of, I don't know, after taking enough, you know, I guess punches to the face, and big ones at that time, I just said, okay, I'm not going to be that person. And that was the biggest thing. Like, everyone asks, how do you lose the weight? Right. And, oh, did you diet? Did you exercise? What diet did you do? And I always ask them, you want to know the real story, or do you want to know, you want to just tell you, yeah, I stopped eating as much and I run now. Right. And the real story was that, what did you learn, right? It was this click on mindset that just kind of happened, but I started going after challenges. I started looking at life in this way of like, okay, you haven't achieved it till now, but that doesn't mean you can't achieve it, right? And then every little thing that would happen, every little kind of like baby step, every little win that would happen, you know, was a win in the piggy bank. And I would look at it and say, okay, you know, I went hiking today. I used to never hike. I used to hate hiking and I couldn't hike and I couldn't get to the top of that hill. Right. But I went hiking today. I made it to the top of that hill. And I'm huffing and puffing and it hurt, but I made it to the top of this hill. So I can hike. I might still not like it, but I can hike. And it was like little lessons like that. Along the way, as I started to get kind of more into this winning mindset or mindset that wasn't focused on limitation, but on trying it and on doing, I did start looking at resources. You know, like I read David Goggins, I started listening to him on podcasts, and he he kind of spoke to me in the old football player in me with his kind of like, you know, that killer mentality he has, that take no prisoners, no excuses, extreme accountability mentality, and started, you know, like following Jordan Pearson on Instagram, or the accounts attributed to him. And with those types of things, there was, I guess, learning by way of influence, right? Because there's a lot of these people who just, these guys, there, a lot of them are talking about how to break down those self-limiting beliefs and how to start looking at, you know, pennies in the piggy bank for change, right? No matter what it is, financial goals, career goals, personal goals, weight loss goals, relationship goals, right? And so I continued learning by just going after it and kind of absorbing information in every format and every place I could find that spoke to that philosophy of extreme accountability and change and progress, right? Instead of, you know, the bubble that I'd created for myself prior of just the self-limiting belief, right? So it wasn't like I didn't take a class, you know, I didn't do something like that. You know, but I just started to engage with more supportive content and material and higher mindset material. And that just kind of created this flow of, okay, I finished that. What else can I go read? Who else can I go read? Who are these guys reading? Who are they talking about in their books and their podcasts? And I just started to kind of absorb more and more and more. And it creates this ecosystem of positivity and achievement, right? And that kind of built the attitude.
I love it. David Goggins and Jordan Pearson are really important human beings, and I'm grateful for them every day. So what's next?
Yeah. I think, for me, the journey is not done. One of the things that this really opened up was once I started really losing weight, I started looking for other challenges, right? I started looking for what else do I not do that I can do? What else have I said I can't do that I should go try, right? How else can I get out of my comfort zone and bring on experience? And then what other goals do I have? So from a goal perspective, once I started achieving my weight loss goals and making changes there, I started looking at my finances, right? I want to own a house one day. I want to, you know, make this kind of money. I want to have this amount in my savings, right? Am I saving right now? No. Okay. If you want to have X amount, you want to have $1 million in a savings account one day, you should probably start saving. Realistically, you should probably start investing. So, you know, one of the funniest things I did was a couple years ago, I returned, my car lease, and I had money to go buy a car. And I said, we're in the pandemic. I don't need a car. I work from home and I live in a walkable neighborhood. So I gave my car back and I never bought my car. And I took all that money I saved for a car and I went and put in investments. Funny thing, in the last couple of years, the used car market is up like 75% and my investments are probably down like 75%. So the first time in recorded history, buying a used car was a better financial decision. But no, I started looking at things like that in a different way. Like, okay, what are these other things you want to do, right? I started looking at my career and talking to my leadership and saying, hey, you know, I'm here, but this is where I want to be. How do we get there? And I started talking to my subordinates and saying, hey, you're here, but where do you want to go and how do I help you get there, right? And then another thing that I did was that was kind of fun is that I put out a post on Instagram and I was kind of like, all right, everybody, tell me your ideal of health. Like, what is the physical challenge that you do that, or like the exercise class you take that like just makes you cry? Like you're sitting in there wondering, you're, you know, questioning your life choices. And people came back, oh, take berries. Oh, take Orange Theory. Oh, take this class. You should go run a race, right? So I started running 5Ks. I started taking these crazy workout classes, right? And heated room spin, heated room aerobics. You go in, you come out, and you're just, it looks like you jumped in the ocean and came out, right? Ran a Spartan race in July and have another one coming up December 10th. And have committed with one of my friends to do a 10K and a trail and all these other crazy ones next year. We're about to buy 4 or 5 races for next year. And so that's what's next, right? Just the continued challenge and trying to look at other limitations I've put on myself in, other boxes I've put myself in, and other goals I have around those, and saying, okay, how can I address those? How can I get where I want professionally, right? How can I get where I want financially? And what do I have to do to get there, right? And then even simpler things, right? Like I think it's our duty to be educated and to be an educated population, right? And I think smart people read. I think smart people read, but I don't read, right? So I started picking up books, and I realized I wasn't getting through books. So I started, okay, well, the last time I picked up a book, they didn't have Audible around, but I can go pick up Audible, right? And listen there. And I listen to 2 or 3 books a month on Audible, and I try to read one. Listen to podcasts like yours. I've listened to a whole bunch of them, love them. And just looking at, okay, how can I take this individual progress I've had on weight loss and expand it and use that mindset to attack growth and education and learning and progress on multiple fronts? And how do I do that at the same time, right? And so it's just, I'm trying to just, my goal is to level up as a human. I do have a weight loss goal. I want to, I don't have a number necessarily that I look at. I have a picture of me in high school from when I was playing football, and I was about 185 pounds at that point in time. And I don't necessarily hit 185, but I'm like, I'd like to look like that again. I'd like to fit in that shirt again. And I have that shirt, and it's been in my closet, right? It's been like this goal for the last 25 years. But when you say what's next, it's, you know, I think my goal is to really just kind of level up as a human, right? To just kind of keep being the best version of me. And through these connections, like with the podcast and the people who reach out on Instagram and through social media, helping inspire and influence people and letting them know you can do it too, right? It's not, I'm not a magician. I'm not doing anything crazy, right? I just decided to get up and do it one day. I just decided that I was going to quit the quitting attitude, right? The last thing I was going to quit on was quitting. And so I really, you know, it sounds kind of corny, but I want to spread joy and happiness and positivity with my time on this planet, right? And help people realize their boxes, the box they put around themselves, and that's not real. That's just a figment of your imagination. And all it takes is one decision one day to make those changes you're looking for. So kind of a broader answer on what's next, but that's kind of what I want to continue to do and where I hope to see this go.
I love it. Spread joy, positivity, and happiness, and it only takes one decision. I think that is truer words have never been spoken. Well, Alex, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your story. Where can people learn more about you? How can we track your progress?
Yeah, the best way is on Instagram. The handle is @fatkidbeautiful. That's the best way. I'm on all social media with that name, but Instagram is where I am most active and regularly active. And then you can also just find me, kind of more one-to-one. You can find me on LinkedIn, just my name, Alex Udeem.
Excellent. What's the handle again? Did you say Fat Kid Beautiful?
Yes.
Beautiful. All right. Love it. Well, if you enjoyed as much as I did, show Alex your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Follow Alex on Instagram. His handle is @FatKidBeautiful. I'll link that in the notes, as well as all the other places on the interwebs that we can track him down. Thanks again, Alex.
Thank you.
And until next time, remember, just like Alex has been talking about, do your part by doing your best.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino.
America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right Rug.